That guitar, which you have just been listening to, is made in Downpatrick. That guitar is made by a man called George Loudon, who happens to be sitting in the studio with us this morning. Morning, George.
Good morning, good morning.
And good morning to Dave Osdall, who's the MD down at Loudon Guitars. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
It seems that sort of my existence in music over the last 40-odd years has never not known Loudon Guitars, because Loudon Guitars have been the pinnacle, the most renowned guitar, well, ever to come out of Ireland, arguably, but it's never not been around. So, George, you must be extremely excited and proud to be able to team up now with Ed Sheeran to release the Ed Sheeran guitar.
Okay, it's very exciting. It's uncharted territory as well, in the sense that working with somebody as famous as he is and as closely with him is something we haven't done before. Of course, we've had a lot of professional players playing the guitars and using them for recording and all that, but nobody of that level as Ed is, and it's been fantastic, really.
Well, go on, drop a few names there over the years.
Oh, gosh.
Eric Clapton, for example.
Well, yes, I mean, well, it was actually Paul Brady who showed my guitar to Eric Clapton some years ago, and he used that guitar to record Pilgrim and Reptile. But, you know, I don't know Eric, but I do know Ed, and we've got on very well over the last lot of years, and yeah. A lot of projects have come out of that relationship, not just even the present one.
Which the present one is the Sheeran guitar, which has now been released. You released it there over at NAMM, which is a massive big music show in the States. How did that go, Dave? How'd that go for you?
It was excellent. You know, we had a private event, and Ed was kind enough to join us for it. And we invited, you know, all those folks who'd been working with us over the years, who'd believed in us as a guitar making company. We invited them and we said, look, George has some things he wants to share. So would you come? And Ed came for a surprise appearance, and we launched Sheeran by Loudon. It was fantastic.
Wow. And it's Loudon guitars have always been a premium guitar. They are handcrafted. They are lovingly made. You know, you are a luthier of the highest order, George. Can normal people, I say normal people, buy? I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't play a Loudon guitar because I would feel like I'm doing it a disservice, because I am not a good enough guitar player to buy a Loudon guitar, because they are so nice.
You're too modest. I think that one of the best feelings that I have is knowing that when a player picks up one of my guitars, that it in some way inspires something within him or her, you know, whether it's a new song or...
To give up.
Yeah. Well, you know, you say that, but the truth of the matter is that a lot of young players, you know, they take up guitar very young, and it's very hard to find a good guitar that will inspire them to keep going. Sometimes they get a low-cost guitar and then give up because the guitar sounds not so good, or because it doesn't play so easily, and that's a pity. That's one of the things that both Ed and I wanted to try and address with these guitars.
If they can try and make a nice sound out of it from an early age.
From an early age, yeah. Exactly, yeah. I mean, Ed is very keen on music education for young people, and obviously so are we. And so it was a shared dream, really, that brought this new project about.
And every one of these guitars, Dave, will be handcrafted in Downpatrick.
They are made, yeah, in our new purpose-built facility, which George has been setting up. So he has designed not just the guitars, but actually the whole production system in order to be able to completely build these guitars here in Northern Ireland.
Wow, that's class. We'll take a wee tune and we'll chat some more after this. Had to play a bit of Elvis and the Guitar Man.
Oh, yeah.
Had to.
While I quit my job down.
The Guitar Man is George Loudon, who joins us in the studio this morning. So how did the whole Ed Sheeran thing come about? He just turned up at the factory one day, randomly?
Well, he did, but it wasn't okay. Random. What happened was that Gary Lightbody contacted me about 6 years ago and asked me to make a guitar for Ed Sheeran. And, of course, the first thing I realised was Ed uses a very small guitar and we don't have a really small guitar.
Yeah, because so I was going to say, when I was down at the factory a few years ago and my little son managed to play the Ed Sheeran guitar, and he was, you know, he just went strum and went, wow. But they are smaller, and they did suit a seven-year-old.
Yes, no, they are smaller. I went up the North Coast and spent a week up there walking and drawing and thinking and designed this guitar, which is now known as the Wee Loudon.
The Wee Loudon.
And, it took me about a year to dream up a name for it, but I realised everything's wee in Northern Ireland, you know, even if they aren't wee.
Exactly.
Especially invoices. You just take your wee invoice now, but it's
a big invoice.
Nothing wee about it. Anyway, so it was the Wee Loudon, and sent it off to Ed. So he actually got the very first one. And he told me almost immediately that he had written several songs on it already.
Wow.
But then later on, I you know, used it for recording, and then he came down to the factory when he was doing a gig over here in the Odyssey, and he bought a lot of guitars when he came down that day.
That was
a good
day.
Yeah, it was a great day. And then the relationship kind of just developed from there, yeah. And he's given me wee nudges about things, and in fact, the electric guitar that we're now making came about because he asked me to make an electric guitar for Gary Lightbody. So that, and then more came out of that as well. So it's really a good relationship.
And you redesigned the Wii just for his stadium tours. Like, what do you have to do to make a guitar sound great in a stadium other than make it 45 foot tall, maybe?
Well, I mean, this was a new thing for me. I mean, I was talking to his manager one day, and his manager said, "The problem with your guitars, George, is they're just too good." And I was kind of thinking, what does he mean by that? You know, because I knew that Ed wasn't using them on stage, using them for recording only at the time. So I just sort of thought about it, and then thought, okay, what I'll do is I'll change the geometry of the sound box, and I'll tighten up the bracing inside, and then I'll take it over to a sound man and see what happens. So I did that, made a guitar in about 3 days, really fast, and it was intended to be just a test piece, not a guitar to be used at all. But a sound man tested it over in Wiltshire and just said to me, he said, "George, I'm going to take that to Singapore tomorrow."
Next thing it was on stadium stage.
And next thing it was on stage, and I was frightened because I was thinking, that guitar's just been thrown together. It's not really, you know, it might fall apart. But in fact, it went on from that. And since then, Ed has bought about 12 or 14 of those stadium voiced guitars.
Dave, how can people get their hands on a Sheeran? Is there going to be a big waiting list?
There is, although yeah. George has designed the production in order to fulfill the demand, but we had an amazing amount of orders at the show. And you know, if you go to our website, loudonguitars.com and sheeranguitars.com, you'll find all the retailers who have already signed up.
loudonguitars.com, sheeranguitars.com. Dave, George, it's been great talking to you, and huge success with the partnership with Ed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.